Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being here with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we thank you for that especially. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And let me see. I've got my latest versions here. Let's see. I think I got which ones are the next one here? It's 19. What is this new one here? 19.1. Alan, is that it? Is that the new one?
No, it's 19.3.
Okay. Well, I got it here. I'm sure. I just don't have it in front of me. Alan Friedman, ladies and gentlemen. That's the voice of Alan Friedman. I'm looking at a CD, which is evidence of my subscription to his outstanding service that he provides online and also by CD now, formerly in books. I guess you can still find the books out there somewhere, can't you, Alan?
Yeah, more or less.
I think they're out there. So, Alan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you here. I know it's like a dream come true for you. You know, Alan, one of the things that I've got a little burr under my blanket right now, and that's this thing about technology companies, people who make VCRs and DVDs and cameras and cell phones and things like that, the instructions that they use. And how badly they and the terminology they use, not just the instructions that come in the box, but also the commands that they have in the products are not the kind of words and the kind of terms, and it's jargon that regular people don't use. Why do they do that?
Well, I can say that they just don't put a lot of effort into it. It's as really as simple as that. And maybe it's impossible given the competitive pressure of getting a new model out every 3 months.
All they got to do is hire lay people to write this stuff out.
Well, that's true, but there are probably aren't enough lay people in the world to go through these things, because once somebody goes through the first sequence of menus, they're already hep. And to go through it the second time, they're already a little bit more knowledgeable.
So what you're saying is we can only use them one time.
Well, that's right. You know who I tested my program out 15 years ago?
No.
I have a friend who has a bridal salon. And believe it or not, this was a dictionary interface. My lookup engine, I took it to a bridal salon, and then going back 15 years ago, the personal computers weren't quite as in as they are today, and had about a dozen middle-aged women. And I'm not putting down women for this case. I'm putting down people that just have no real interest in computers, and I will tell you, those dozen women taught me more about what I didn't know than anybody in the world.
About how to make things intuitive.
Well, I came over thinking, don't you realize what button you should press? And
yes,
they taught me everything within a matter of a couple of days. I learned that I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
Right.
Problem is, if you go back to those same group, no matter whether it's women, men, children, or whatever, and if you go to the same group of people and say, okay, now tell me if this is any better, they're already hep. Whether they were complete rank novices or not doesn't really make any difference.
In the back of their mind,
they know what's going on.
You need to tell some of our younger audiences what hep means.
Hep? Is that date me?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh,
I'm only 29.
It dates you. Maybe even beyond your years. There.
You're kidding. Doesn't everybody use that word?
No, I don't think everybody knows what hep means.
Cool.
And I think that might even not even be a good word today. I don't know what the young people think is cool. And at least you didn't say groovy. You know.
Groovy.
Let me give you my example. I've got a BlackBerry. Now, it's not a crackberry. I'm not addicted to it, but it is a very useful tool. And I get my email on it when I'm on the road. When I'm traveling, I use it to collect email until I get my laptop up, in the evening at the hotel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this thing for 2 years before I finally figured out how I could make it get my email. Now, it would get it when it cycles. I guess it cycles every 15 or 30 minutes or whatever and picks up my email. But if I wanted to, if I had somebody sending me an email and I wanted it right now, you know, I didn't know how to check for, you know, and get email. Mm-hmm. Until I finally kept looking through the menus, and there's one command at the, way at the bottom of this long list of a menu, and guess what the command is to get email?
What?
Reconcile now.
Reconcile now.
That's what it says. Okay. Okay. That's what it says.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a reasonably intelligent guy. I've got a pretty decent command of the King's English. But it took me 2 years to figure out that's what reconcile now meant.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't it just say get email?
That's an excellent question.
You know, I mean, my point is, it's almost like, you know, let's have some fun with these dummies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's put some words in there that they won't understand, they won't recognize. And anyway, that's my pet peeve. Alan bought a camera. He's got some stories about that one as well. Right after these messages, 22, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. 1-7, 43 after the hour. We're glad you're back. Glad you're with us. Alan Friedman is our guest. He's the editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. And Alan, give us your website, please.
It's computerlanguage.com.
Computerlanguage.com. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. And by the way, folks, when you're on my website, we're very happy to say that we have Alan's computer program there, the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, on our website, right on the homepage. So check that out when you get a chance. Alan, what about you were telling us about the camera you bought recently? What those guys do to you?
Well, it's going to be. I sort of anticipate a long going saga. I bought a new camera because it has Wi-Fi capability, it's wireless capability
to go from your computer from your camera to your computer without USB.
That's right. And it was one of the features I liked about it, among others. I also thought that you're talking about the menus. I thought the menus were much better than the previous model that I had. So,
let me stop you for a second. Wi-Fi is pretty. I never thought that was not intuitive. I got that right away. But what's the technology? What's the other technology that allows you to do that wirelessly? What's the other one called?
What's the other one from a camera?
Yeah, for any kind of wireless. What's it called? Not Bluetooth. Is it? It's not Bluetooth, is it? What is the other one?
Well, Bluetooth is from your headset to your
right.
cell phone.
Right. But what was the other one? It used to go from your docking station for your PDA to your computer. What was that called?
That was infrared.
Yeah, infrared. Okay, yeah.
But that wasn't used an awful lot.
No, that wasn't very long. But what, you know, Bluetooth is another one. I mean, what does that mean?
Bluetooth is just another wireless technology. It's a short-range wireless technology.
But why don't they call it short-range wireless technology instead of Bluetooth?
Well, it's just one that if you're only going a couple of feet, wireless is good for a couple of hundred feet.
I get you, but Bluetooth means nothing.
Bluetooth means the king of Denmark.
I know, but it means nothing to the person using it. They don't know that. So, okay, go ahead with your camera story.
Well, as I said, I bought it because of the Wi-Fi capability, and I was very happy. I followed the instructions. I mean, after all, I only have 46 years in the field. You know, I'm a novice at this.
How many digital cameras do you own, Alan?
No, 7 or 8.
Exactly. All right, go ahead.
But anyway, so I set up the thing, put it in the docking station, set up the address on it, do all the things I'm supposed to do, and then I try to connect to my network, my wireless network.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I get on the back of the camera? A little hourglass that goes around in a circle and says connecting, 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 connecting,
right.
connecting, connecting.
And now you're pulling your hair out.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't have any hair left in my head anyway, so that's a good thing.
That's what happened.
I stopped. After a while, I said, okay, I'll get to this next time. Now, here's the point. I may actually, because I don't absolutely need it. I can always stick it in its cradle and get the pictures out of it. It's not a big deal, but I may not. I may actually, just depending on how much time I have and how much I want to worry about fiddling around with these things, I may never get it to work. And, you know,
but that's why you bought the camera.
Well, it was one of the
features. Because you didn't need another camera.
It was one of the features. It was only one of the features. So let me just say that. It wasn't the entire feature, or I would be really annoyed.
But, Alan, you got seven cameras. You didn't need another camera.
No, I didn't really. But this one was actually, it had some nice features on it.
But you bought it for the wireless, and the wireless doesn't work.
One of the features. Well, it doesn't work yet, and that's the question.
Alan Friedman, the computer desktop encyclopedia guy, can't get this thing to work, then it can't work, folks.
Well, you have to understand, people really have to understand that there's nothing anybody can do when you put software in your computer or in your camera or wherever it is, a computerized device, and it's not working. It doesn't matter, really. Some experience can help a lot, but in many cases, like this case, this is a brand new thing for me, and therefore I have to go to some support line or try to figure it out just by taking my time. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. It's also one of the reasons why a lot of people don't buy these things, and it really hurts the vendors selling them.
Well, all right. Let me tell you a quick story that I ran into recently. I had a security system, you know, an email, internet, firewall security system with one of the major players on my computer, and I'd gotten used to its own little desktop, you know, details, and I could scan my computer when I wanted to. I could turn things on and off and all that sort of thing. Well, all of a sudden, I had problems with my email, so I thought maybe it was because I didn't know why, but I said, maybe I need to upgrade to the next version of that company's program. Which I did. Now I've got a whole lot more options than I ever had. It's a completely different schedule and presentation. And I'm thinking, you know, it could take me a week to learn all this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a week to learn all this. I just need this stuff to work.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Because it was so advanced, it literally held me hostage from my computer.
What happened?
Well, I wound up trashing it, and I went in another direction. My point is, it's like you were saying earlier, it didn't leave the four or five major things I bought this for up front and make it simple for me to manage them and then get into the other things as I wanted to. It buried those major things that I bought this for in the bowels of all this other stuff, and I had to hunt for it. And so I basically quit doing business with them.
As I said before, there aren't enough lay people in the world to go over these software programs. When they change the user interface and want to test its usability, there almost are not enough people around to be able to do it. It's a much, much more difficult job than most people realize.
And Alan, not unlike you, I had my first computer experience in 1975. So it's not like, you know, I just bought a piece of technology yesterday.
That's
Stand
right.
by, quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back. We're going to try to solve some of these problems when we come back after these messages with our good friend, Alan Friedman. He's editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia.
Man, that's right, up to the microphone. Say that last just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and our blog. You can check it out, too. It's updated every weekday. Alan Friedman is all over our website. Check out all the things that he's contributed to us over the years, over the many years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. Alan is editor-in-chief of Computer Desktop Encyclopedia. Alan, what's the answer to all this? I mean, people in the audience are nodding their head every time we talk about all these challenges that we're having with using the technology that we need and that we have. What's the answer?
The only answer is make your local geek a good friend.
lot of people don't know a geek.
Well, then you sort of, if you don't, you have to.
Yeah.
You really do.
Isn't it a shame, though, Alan, that I've got to call somebody, I've got to pay somebody to come over and help me understand my virus software?
Well, you know, everything you have that you have, I mean, you have a car, you have to take it to a mechanic, you have to get it fixed. Everything is a machine.
But I don't have to take it to a mechanic to learn how to drive it.
Pardon me?
I don't have to learn how to drive it all over again. I shouldn't have to hire somebody to help me understand an upgrade.
Well, that's bad. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But in terms of tweaking the machine, in terms of getting it to work just right, it's like a mechanic. You need a mechanic.
I think. Well, if I've got a problem with my computer, I agree with you. I need to call. If there's something, some kind of a glitch, I get that. If I've created a, you know, an impasse between one program and another because I put the two of them on my computer at the same time, I get that. But to operate a $50 a year subscription software program, or to get a Wi-Fi camera to work, you shouldn't need a mechanic for that, Alan.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And it's just rushed out without anybody, without getting without going to the bridal salon.
That's exactly right.
So what are you going to do? It's a difficult, in all fairness, it's an incredibly difficult task, which is why I think most software vendors give it up. They just don't know how to do it.
But don't you think, though, Alan, that if one company did what you and I are talking about and marketed that, ladies and gentlemen, we have highly sophisticated technology, but you'll never know it when you use it.
Oh, I think they'd make a fortune. I think an office suite that would come out that would actually be easy to use would take over the whole world.
I'll never forget what you said to me one time. You don't remember this. But you were telling me about a software program that would take pictures and would help you print those pictures out. I don't remember what the name of it was. You probably do. But I said, well, Alan, what do you like about it? You remember what you said to me?
Not really. What did
you
I
said,
say?
You said, it just works.
Well.
And I was trying to get you to give me the features, and you weren't concerned with the features. All you cared about was that when you told it to print a picture, it printed a picture.
Well, that's the lowest level, you see, and that's an important level, too.
It just works
is the reason we don't change, and even we put up with a lot of this, if it works. That's your base level.
But some of the stuff you and I, but both of our two stories are software that doesn't work.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, I had to trash this brand new system. It was McAfee, by the way, folks. I'll say who they are.
Uh-huh.
It was a McAfee program, and I'd used McAfee for years.
That's very funny, because I just switched one of my computers from Norton to McAfee because I was having problems, and when I got to McAfee, it went away. Yeah, Norton was driving me nuts for a year, and I said, I can't stand it anymore. So I switched to, and then it got worse. Then it started crashing all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't want to go through a tech support nightmare again. So I got rid of it and installed McAfee. And for the moment, that problem went away.
So what do we tell people who are out there listening, thinking, who maybe haven't gotten this kind of software?
They don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah. What do we tell them?
If it works, don't fix it.
But they've got it. But people have to have virus protection.
Well, of course they do. And usually the virus protection comes with any computer and a free trial, and then you can purchase it 30, 60 days later. So that's every computer has it today.
I think your best advice is what you said. Find somebody who is a geek, who knows how to fix these things.
That's right.
And make him your friend, and you be his customer or her customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it. We need people. You can't eliminate the people.
Give us your website again, Alan.
Computerlanguage.com.
Thanks for being here today. Good job.
Well, thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Good luck with the camera.
Thanks.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.